Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Our favorite nutritionist, we missed her desperately last week. Dawn Jackson Blattner's on the phone. Hi, Dawn.
Well, hello. I missed you desperately, so I'm glad to be back.
Were you talking to the peach growers of Michigan or the canola bean growers of Georgia? What were you doing last week?
So last week I was filming videos and a wide variety of topics like how to activate your own appetite hormones like GLP-1. I was doing like how to reset your gut in the morning. I was doing all my skin secrets. I did some different kinds of shot recipes with like ginger and matcha powder. So, I mean, I have some cool videos coming.
So are these a regular feature on your Instagram or on your website? What do you do with those?
They will be, once they get edited, professionally edited, I will be putting them on my Instagram.
What's the one you're really jazzed about people seeing?
Well, you know what? I think the big one for me is this concept of in the morning time, you know, what you can do for your gut health, because gut health is everything. Gut health is linked to your heart. It's linked to your brain. It's linked to immunity. And it's the stuff that we always talk about, all of us together here on the show, is like making sure that you have a breakfast that has enough fiber, make sure you chew your food because that's where digestion begins, you know, that kind of making sure you get enough water, you know, it's the same old stuff. But I mean, that's where the power is. You know, people make this very complicated, but the simple stuff actually works when you do it.
So your homework for us today is what, Dawn?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So here's the thing. I like to be encouraged about nutrition, like reading something and really believing that it works. And so when I came across this study, I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I needed to encourage myself to eat one cup of leafy greens each day. So our homework is one cup of leafy greens each day. And here is why. Okay. The research study found that when people, one cup of leafy greens is not that much, by the way, this is raw. People had 15% lower risk of cardiovascular disease, lower blood pressure, both the top and the bottom number, and they had lower risk of things like heart disease, 12% lower risk of heart disease, 17% lower risk of stroke, 15% lower risk of heart failure, 26% lower risk of peripheral artery disease. Like, these are huge stats for just the one cup of leafy greens. So it re-excites me to actually believe that, you know, all the stuff I talk about actually really works. You know what I mean? And so leafy greens, though, when people throw that word around, I feel like it's like, well, what are you talking about? And so leafy greens, there's a lot of them. Arugula is a big one. That's a big one. And many of these leafy greens are working because they have something helpful in them called nitrates. And so arugula has a lot of these helpful nitrates in it, but also butterhead lettuce does, spinach, Swiss chard, beet greens, actually even herbs like cilantro and basil count as leafy greens that you could put in salads for extra flavor. Romaine lettuce. I love watercress. Watercress, I feel like people get no attention to watercress. It's great, but that counts. Kale, endive lettuce, the cabbages, so it could be a red cabbage or it could be the regular green cabbage. Collard greens counts. Hmm. All of those things count as leafy greens, and one cup a day is very doable of raw. Now, if you wanted to cook it, you'd start with two cups of raw, and then it can cook down to still give you that nitrate benefit to help with all those heart health markers I was talking about.
I wonder what happens when I put it in the cup and measure it out. Do I tamp it down, or do I let those leafy greens kind of fill the cup more generously, you know?
It's in the middle of a super fluff and a major pat down. So it's, you know, push them down a little bit, but it doesn't have to be fully pressed to count as a cup.
And you are going to allow romaine lettuce on that list? I thought that was kind of the non-vegetable vegetable.
You know what? I know nobody gives it enough credit, but yes, it counts. It has those helpful nitrates in it, not as much as, say, like an arugula or a spinach, but it definitely counts. And I'll tell you, I love a 50-50 mix. There's a lot of people who say, you know what, raw kale is aggressive. I don't know how you're eating so much of it raw. Well, guess what? Do half and half. That's the secret of all secrets. raw kale chopped up and romaine lettuce chopped up as the base of your salads. It's great.
When I was at I was at the Mariano's the other day. Actually, fun story about the Mariano's. So I was trying to get home in time. I was out at my mom's and I had to get back and I was still hungry and it was almost 10 o'clock. I'm driving down the road and I pull up to the Mariano's at 9:58. I got out of my car and I thought, oh, what do you know? They're still open. So I walk in and as I'm going down the escalator, a security lady looks at me and she goes, "We close in 60 seconds, sir." And then the guy over the PA says, "Attention, Kmart shoppers. We're closing in 60 seconds. You must have your purchases at the thing." So I grabbed an apple and a bag of lettuce, and I'm running down the aisle, and the workers are looking at me like, "Who is this rogue customer?" But I wanted to get out the door. I hadn't eaten dinner yet, and I was going to have an apple topped up into my salad. And as I got to the thing, bink, the individual things where you scan yourself closed. And so they said, "You need to use one of the aisles where the people are checking you out." So I ran down to aisle 8. And by the time I got there, it went bink. And that one was turned off. And then I went back to the self-checkout. And the lady said, "Sorry, we're closed." And I'm like, "You let me in the store. I understand that. But can't you let somebody ring up their stuff? I was here at 9:59. They said, "Nope." And so I handed them my apple and my bag of lettuce. And I dined that evening on pistachio nuts and an old-fashioned.
Oh my gosh. Just so you know, I didn't breathe for that whole story. I was like bated breath. I didn't know what was going to happen. I cannot believe they wouldn't let you check out your apple and your salad. I give you A+ for all the exercise and running around you did in that store.
I was running down the thing and they were all looking at me like it was like a TV game show. And so then I handed the guy this stuff and I wanted to say to him, "Don Jackson Blattner is going to be pissed at you because this is exactly what I should be eating for supper."
Right. This man, all he wants to do is eat his colorful produce. Just let him. Well, you definitely have a motivating story there. I'm sorry that you didn't get there 60 seconds sooner, but I give you an A+ for effort.
And by the way, the reason I even thought about that was because when you do go to the store, assuming that they'll let you actually purchase the goods, you've got the tubs of like spinach or mixed greens, and then you've got those bags of salad where everything is ready to go, you know, the sweet kale salad or the chopped salad. And I love those. And you have said those are okay, right, Dawn?
Oh my gosh, yes. Those salad kits, they get a bad rep because they come with these little containers of like, you know, chopped up baby chips or a dried fruit and a salad dressing. And people say, "Oh my gosh, how good could that be for you?" Well, guess what? If you add that stuff to your salad and it's going to help you eat more vegetables, do it. Maybe you don't have to use the full dressing. I'll tell you, you know, you can maybe use half of the dressing. That's fine. But they are amazing. They're time savers. And it's a great place to spend your money if you're looking to eat healthier, is those convenience items like that.
Just throw some raisins and chopped up apple in there, maybe some sweet peppers, stir it all up with a spoon. And what do you know? You didn't have to, you know, wash and individually dry each leaf of lettuce the way we used to in the old days. Don Jackson Blattner, one of our listeners, said, "I sell pistachios for a living, so I think John made a great choice." About my run through the grocery store the other day. What about the lady, Don, who gets, or a man who has a reaction to the shingles shot? I don't suppose there's any dietary thing I can do about that.
Well, no, I agree. Pistachios, almonds, walnuts, nuts are great. When you're in a jam like you were and people are turning you away for your produce, I like where your head was at. But, you know, okay, so there's no actual research on you do this and it will help you with any sort of immune shot like the shingle shot, which, by the way, how very good that this person is doing that. That's very smart.
Right.
So good job. But here's the sort of common sense answer that I work with my clients on is, okay, your immune system is going to be majorly stimulated by a shot like that. Okay. So what can we do to support your immune system? And there's lots of research on that. So hydration, which this individual already said, is a great idea. We know that, you know, when we have the first sign of a flu or a cold or anything immunity related, we're like, you know, get your fluids, have your hot soup, have your hot tea, have a lot of water. So hydration is definitely number one. Making sure the week leading up to it that you're doing light exercise. Exercise, as long as you're not overdoing it, actually is a great immune activator. So it's really important to stay active a week before a shot like that. And then making sure the night before, especially, but could be even days before, you're doing immune boosting foods. And that would be things like making sure you have like grilled salmon, because omega-3 is great for our immune system. Tons of vitamin C, vitamin A, and antioxidant rich veggies like broccoli, red bell pepper, spinach, making sure you have healthy fats in there like avocados, which also has vitamin E, which is a great antioxidant. Pumpkin seeds have zinc, so throwing a handful of pumpkin seeds in your meal, great. Fermented foods we talk about all the time because of that probiotic support in your gut. And things like lemon and garlic and olive oil as dressings for your veggies, also immune support. So all of those things are things that can help your immune system, you know, when you're getting a shot like the shingles shot.
Early question for Dawn Jackson-Blattner. What does she think about the concern of chicken bleaching? What's chicken bleaching, Dawn? Is that where chickens want to be more attractive to other chickens so they go blonde? I don't know what that is.
You know what? I do not know chicken bleaching other than the fact that people have been known to use techniques like a bleach to disinfect food, which is no good. We are not about that. So if it's in that family of questions, that's a no-go. However, I'm not sure exactly what this person's asking.
Wendy is on WGN Radio. She's got a question for Dawn Jackson-Blattner. What can we do for you, Wendy?
Hi. I was wondering if you get the same benefits from juicing
those leafy greens and vegetables.
Juicing process.
Yeah. What about that, Dawn?
Yes. So when you juice these leafy greens, they still have that nitrate, that helpful nutrient that in that study was responsible for so much of that heart health benefit. So yes, definitely juicing. It works. It doesn't even have to be a juicer. So a lot of people, we have talked about this on shows before, where, you know, a lot of people don't have a juicer. You can actually still use a blender and take your cup of greens and do anything from water to coconut water and blend it with things like, berries for a little natural sweetness or lemon for like a pop of flavor, and drink your greens through even a blender. So yes, it still works and it still counts.
One of our listeners wants to know if boiling, you know, if you cook the vegetables, do you reduce the nutritional value? And would, if you consume the liquid that comes when you boil or cook the vegetables, does that sort of recapture them?
It's so interesting. So the answer is yes. When you boil vegetables, leaching out is nutrition. So you want to make sure that you're cooking with very minimal water or cooking in a very fast way, like a microwave or a really fast wilt on a stovetop. So you want to reduce the time that it's in. You want to reduce the water that's in there. But yes, if you are actually having the water or the oil that you're cooking with, you will get most of those nutrients back. Some of them still evaporate, like vitamin C, into the air. But otherwise, yes, if you are having that liquid, you're going to get most of it back.
Maureen's got a question for Dawn Jackson-Blattner, 312-981-7200. Hi, Maureen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. Dawn was talking about the nitrates in the leafy greens being very good for you, but I've always thought nitrates are bad because people say they're in bologna, they're in bacon.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so I'm confused.
Yes, and it is a confusing topic because they are two same exact words, but very different molecules. So when it is in processing, so an actual artificial or synthetic nitrate is used, like in a processing any lunch meat, or like bacons and sausages and stuff like that, that is no good. But when it is from a natural source, from a vegetable source, that is absolutely wonderful because you know what it does? It dilates, it opens up our blood vessels so more oxygen and nutrients can rush to our brain and to our muscles. And that's why it's so great for like blood pressure and heart health. So yes, you are right to be confused about that, but the synthetic nature of one and the natural nature of one is why they act so differently.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner, my daughter is a vegetarian and a busy young mom. Can you suggest any quick, easy protein sources for her?
Yes. So on my website, I do have a plant protein cheat sheet is what it's called. And I encourage anybody who is trying to get most of their protein from plants to look at that, download it, and have it on their fridge. But the big picture of it is any type of bean, particularly soybeans, are the easiest way to get enough protein. And soybean foods are things like tofu, tempeh, edamame. They are really high in plant protein, more than other plants, but also black beans, white beans, pinto beans, kidney beans. And a lot of these things are very easy because you just open up a can, rinse and drain them, and can pop them in a salad. Or I love tofu that's just chopped up. I put it in my air fryer for like 7 to 10 minutes and it's totally done. Tempeh you can crumble up and it turns into like a taco type of meat that you could just make yourself a quick taco salad. So plant proteins actually do save a lot of time because you don't have to cook them quite as long or quite as much as animal proteins. You just have to make sure you keep them stocked in your house so that they're ready to go and easy to grab.
We'll talk about kefir more next week, but what's the headline this week? Just tell me something we should know.
Oh, about kefir, when you drink it, it supports your gut health. And shockingly, your gut health is then linked to memory and brain health. So everything in your body is all connected. So if you're eating well for something, it's likely going to help everything else.
I want to hear more about that. Can you join us again?
I would love to. Thanks for your time today, John.
We love Dawn Jackson-Blattner, and she joins us most Thursdays when she can. And here we are.